Countdown to Christmas, a one-third stories book, written by Anna Roberts, illustrated by Hannah Hutchings, translated by Anne Le Romancier, narrated by Gaëlle Gosselin. In London, Paris, Rome, Madrid, and Berlin, five children are busy getting ready for Christmas. But with so little time before the big day, will Santa and his little helpers have enough time to make everybody's Christmas wishes come true? A story that starts in English and ends in French. This is a story about five children. There were 7 days until Christmas. In London, Annie read her letter one last time. Dear Father Christmas, my name is Annie. I live in London, England. This year I only have one wish. I would like to see my cousins. All the while, a little robin was listening. In Paris, Basile's grandma and granddad had come to visit.
Cher Père Noël, je m'appelle Basile. I live in Paris, France. I would like to meet you.
My grand-mère et mon grand-père are visiting.
Please come and join us. There will be plenty of treats to share with you and your reindeer.
In Madrid, Miguel and his sister were thinking about the delicious food their aunt bakes for the holidays.
Cher Père Noël, je m'appelle Miguel. J'habite à Madrid, Spain, with ma sœur. This is our first Noël in Spain since we moved. For Noël, we would like our aunt's scones and jam for breakfast.
All the while, un petit rouge-gorge was listening. In Berlin, Frida was trying to sit still long enough to write her lettre.
Cher Père Noël, je m'appelle Frida. J'habite à Berlin, Germany. Sometimes I get into trouble because I'm always in a rush, but I hope you'll still come and see me.
For Noël, je voudrais a snowboard.
In Rome, the sun was shining as Luca wrote his lettre.
Cher Père Noël, je m'appelle Luca. J'habite à Rome, Italy, with my mother and father.
In Rome, we hardly ever get enough snow to play in, and I have never built a snowman.
For Noël, je voudrais to play in la neige and build the biggest bonhomme de neige ever.
All the while, un petit rouge-gorge was listening. There were 6 jours until Noël. À Londres, Annie was decorating the Christmas tree when a Christmas card arrived. It was from her cousins. She put la carte de Noël next to le sapin de Noël and hoped she would see her cousins soon. À Berlin, Frida skated faster and faster until...
Whoa! Oops!
She hoped Père Noël hadn't been watching. She didn't want to end up on the naughty list. There were 5 jours until Noël. À Paris, Basil's house was full of visitors. First, Auntie Fleur arrived with a box of gingerbread for grand-père. Then, Uncle Rémy arrived with a basket of fruit and nuts for grand-mère. Basil tasted all the food to make sure it was good enough for Père Noël and his reine. There were 4 jours until Noël. À Madrid, Miguel and his sœur were celebrating midwinter. Bright lights shone down on all the happy faces. There were 3 jours until Noël. À Londres, Annie and her mother were wrapping up the Christmas gifts. Annie placed some cadeaux de Noël under le sapin de Noël for her cousins, just in case. À Rome, Luca was determined to build un bonhomme de neige. He put on his hat, boots and mittens, and waited for la neige to fall. There were 2 jours until Noël. À Paris, the market sellers threw sweets for Basile to catch while he told grand-père which treats to buy for Père Noël and Sirène. À Berlin, Frida may have skated through the house and knocked over the Noël decorations. But she did keep her bedroom tidy. She did eat up all her peas. And she even cleared her plate from the table. There was 1 jour until Noël à Londres, Paris, Berlin, Rome et Madrid. Everybody was getting ready for the big celebration. And while the children were busy, far, far above the streets of Londres, Paris, Berlin, Rome et Madrid, les Rouges-Gorges were telling Père Noël et Sirène everything they had learned about les enfants. It was going to be a busy night. As the day turned to night and the stars lit up the sky, the Christmas Eve celebrations began. À Paris et à Rome, Basile and Luca enjoyed late meals with their families. À Berlin, Frida and her family were excited to decorate their sapin de Noël. Et à Madrid, Miguel et sa sœur danced in the street at midnight as the church bells rang. À Londres, Annie climbed into bed and closed her eyes tightly. She dreamed that tomorrow her stocking would be full of cadeaux. And maybe, just maybe, her Noël wish would come true. Joyeux Noël! After a long and wonderful day, Annie climbed the stairs to go to bed. But there were still some cadeaux under le sapin de Noël. Just as Annie was falling asleep, her mother whispered, Annie, I have one last surprise for you. The next morning, Annie et sa mère set off in their car for Londres. Basile boarded a train with sa grand-mère et son grand-père à Paris. Luca waited with sa mère et son père at the airport à Rome. Frida et sa famille packed their suitcases à Berlin. Miguel et sa sœur waved from the plane à Madrid. Because even though Noël was over, the holidays were only just beginning. Joyeux Noël! Echoed through the valley when Annie and Basil and Luca and Frida and Miguel all arrived in the snowy mountains. Together, les enfants ate delicious food, played in la neige, and opened their cadeaux under the lights of le sapin de Noël. All the while, 5 petits rouges-gorges watched from afar and agreed that this Noël was the most magical Noël ever. Glossary. A. In. Berlin. Berlin. Le bonhomme de neige. Snowman. Les cadeaux. Presents. La carte de Noël. Christmas card. Cher. Dear. 5. 5. 2. 2. Les enfants. Children. Et. And. Famille. Family. La grand-mère. Grandma. Le grand-père. Granddad. J'habite. I live. La, le, les. The. Feminine, masculine, plural. See notes to parents. Je m'appelle. My name is. Je voudrais. I want. Les jours. Days. Joyeux Noël. Merry Christmas. La lettre. Letter. Londres. London. Madrid. Madrid. Ma, mon, mes. My. See notes to parents. Mère. Mother. La neige. Snow. Noun. Noël. Christmas. Paris. Paris. Père, Father. Le Père Noël, Father Christmas. Petit, Little. 4, 4. Le renne, Reindeer. Rome, Rome. Le rouge-gorge, Robin. Le sapin de Noël, Christmas tree. Sa, son, ses. His or her. See note to parents. 6, 6. La sœur, sister. 3, 3. 1. A, an, masculine. 1, 1. Notes to parents. In French, nouns are typically either masculine or feminine and are preceded by an article that agrees in gender and number with the noun. La, le, and les are articles that mean the. For example, Luca plays in la neige, feminine. Annie decorated le sapin de Noël, masculine. And les rouges-gorges, plural, lets Père Noël know what each child wished for. In French, possessive adjectives focus on the object that is owned, not the person who owns the object. Sa, son, and ses are possessive adjectives that mean his or her. Sa means his or her when referring to a feminine noun, such as sa sœur. Son means his or her when referring to a masculine noun, such as son père. And ses is used with plural nouns, such as ses reines. Similarly, ma, mon, and mes are possessive adjectives that mean my. So Miguel writes about ma sœur.